This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. So head over there to freetalklive.com and enjoy them on us. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
All right, toll-free number again, 855-453. We'll get into the story here, Mark, that you wanted to share about dad walking with his daughter, apparently attracting some attention from law enforcement. What happened?
Well, in this instance, this comes from, by the way, Free Range Kids. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. This is the woman who got her start basically by letting her, I think it was 11-year-old boy, ride the subway alone. And some people thought that this was a brave, great thing, and other people thought that this was child abuse, and it's interesting. The byline here is how to raise safe, self-reliant children without going nuts with worry. And I like this blog. I think it's very interesting. You can see it at freerangekids.wordpress.com.
Yeah, I think it's pretty important. I mean, I'm not a parent, but I think that the idea of encouraging young people to be more self-reliant at a younger age is a really valuable thing to do. I firmly oppose the babying mentality that certain people have in this society, the idea that young people should be coddled and cradled until, you know, they're 30 years old or 25 or something just absolutely absurd like that.
It's worse than that. It's that many people view the government as the parents. So I'm gonna tell dad on you and call the cops. If you do something on a line, I'm gonna tell dad.
Or if you raise
precisely that
your kids in a way that is not safety oriented enough, that you're a bad parent. And so the claim was that this lady who made this blog was a bad parent because she just let her son go off on his own without any supervision.
And it all comes down to the scare tactics that we've been fed by the nightly news that there are sex-crazed perverts out there wanting your kids. And no doubt there are. But there aren't nearly as many as they say. I mean, when my son gets older, I'm not going to let him babysit. There's no way I would let him babysit other kids. Because I can hardly, I wouldn't subject myself, my family, or my son to that danger. Whatever piddling amount of money he can make babysitting somebody else's kids, the fact is this culture believes that men are sex-crazed lunatics, the younger they are, the more so, and that they can't be trusted around women or children. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And that's why you wouldn't let your 11-year-old ride the subway in New York. Not that most people would watch out for him if he, asked for some help. But some crazed lunatic would get him. And that's what this story comes down to, too.
It's the fear. It's just fear mongering.
It's all this one fear, though. It's all the sex pervert fear. Mm-hmm. And the likelihood of your child being diddled by somebody outside the family is significantly smaller than it is by somebody, actually, by you. Like, you're a bigger danger statistically to your child than that,
the weirdo on the bus.
The weirdo hiding behind a tree in the park. So here it goes. Hi, readers. Here it goes again. A man, a kid, a cop. Read on. And this is from the author here, Lenore Skanansky. She says, Dear Free Range Kids, my youngest daughter, this is a letter. Youngest daughter and I had an experience that really shook me up, both of us actually, and I wanted to share it with you. We were walking to the library together, and she was holding my hand and tried pulling me into telephone poles and whatnot as we walked along, which is a silly game that she enjoys. Now, my son loves, they love to play these kind of rough games, get touched and all that stuff. My son wants to wrestle, daddy, wrestle. And if I don't do it, he'll be like pushing on me to get my attention. So, I totally understand. Suddenly, a police car pulled up beside us, lights on and everything. The cop gets out of his car and says, "Sir, please step away from the child." Then proceeds to crouch down and ask her, is everything okay? After re-asking a few times, "Are you sure everything's okay? Is everything okay here? Are you sure?" And getting more and more nervous, yes, each time.
Right. No, it's not okay because you are interfering with the nice evening/afternoon or whatever we were having.
You're freaking my kid out.
Yeah, you're a stranger, and you're coming up and talking to this kid, and you're not only that, but you're the father figure in her life has been muted in some aspect by his commands, and she sees her father scared or frightened or nervous, and she emulates that because that's how children behave. They emulate their parents, and yeah.
Yeah, dad's been emasculated.
Exactly. Emasculated. That's a great word.
So each time he gets a more nervous yes, he stands up and informs me that someone called 911 reporting that it looked like a young girl being abducted.
Wow. Insane.
And, you know, it just goes to show, I mean, there's always somebody out there just watching to make sure this is what they think. I mean,
some busybody.
You know, from the same blog we've talked about, maybe it was the same blog, maybe I'm wrong on that. We've talked about parents, people being nuts about leaving kids in cars. Mm-hmm. You know, one woman reporting that, you know, she took a grocery cart back from the car to the cart corral and came back, and there was a woman standing next to the car nervously wondering, I didn't know where you were. I mean, she took the cart to the cart corral and came back to the car. Her kid was in the car seat. And, you know, this is just how nervous people are. I mean, I've heard a story of some guy who's, you know, some nosy busybody who, you know, saw a kid in a car that was running here in New Hampshire. You know, the heat was on. The parent was in a coffee shop. He goes into the coffee shop and says, the person with the Ford Blazer, your car's on fire, in order to get the person to go out there because the kid was in the car. As if kids are going to die in cars. Now, I mean, certainly there are instances where kids have died in cars. You shouldn't leave them out there with the windows up on hot days. But, you know, when your infant is sleeping and you want and you've got to drop the laundry off at the dry cleaner, you know, maybe 2 minutes in the store isn't going to kill anybody. Yeah. As a parent, I just don't see this as a problem. Plenty of parents do, but obviously some of those people would be the ones that are willing to call the cops on this guy who's walking down the street, whose daughter's playing this little game with him where she tries to pull him into stuff on the sidewalk. You know, just kind of roughhousing a little bit with dad. So anyway, the police officer says, my daughter and I both explained what really happened here, and not only did he not even apologize, he chastened me for not being, and I quote verbatim here, more thankful someone was watching out for my daughter. Thank God the world's watching out for my kid.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at that point he should say, what, I don't count as the father? You mean I wasn't watching out for my daughter? That's the thing. It's like, well, when the police gets this officer gets this idea in his head that he's so righteous and he's so wise and he knows so much better than anybody else that yes, you should be thankful that I'm here harassing you and your daughter. You should be thanking me.
Well, he could have been a pervert. He could have been a sicko.
Right. Well, it's what it is. It's the see something, say something mentality. Somebody briefly saw a moment in time when what was going on here, blew it up into their crazy paranoid mind
and
into something.
And instead of going out and saying something like a normal, rational human being, instead of investigating themselves, they call this busybody hotline.
Right. And I see something. I see my government hassling parents, emasculating fathers, and killing foreign people with remote control airplanes. Yeah. That's what I see.
Do you ever see the video online of folks ignoring a little girl in a park who is saying it was a setup, the whole thing from the get-go. They had a man and a little girl, and he's like with her, and she says something like, "You're not my daddy! You're not my daddy! Let me go!" Or something really kind of scary like that. Mm-hmm. And just they wanted to observe what people's reactions were. Most people just didn't pay any attention to it, and they just walked by.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if things have changed since 9/11 or, you know, Columbine or whatever. I mean, America's getting much more vigilant these days, you know.
No, this was within the last decade.
Is it? I just wonder. I mean, it'd make me wonder what was going on. Yeah. But then again, I know kids will say all kinds of things, too.
Right.
I was, you know, I don't know if I should use names here, but, you know, a friend of mine, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Stefan Molyneux and his wife Christina were on a cruise with me, and we were coming back through customs. They had to go through a different line because they're foreigners, and from Canada. And the customs officer asked his daughter, "Is this your daddy?" Said, "No, it's Mater." And you know, she was quoting the Cars movie, right? You know, and I mean, just she was 18 months old or something like that. And so, I mean, obviously they didn't do anything in that circumstance. And I think,
who knows?
Great that they didn't, but I mean, right. Oh boy, what could have happened?
855-453. That's a toll-free number. If you've got an experience with people out of control like this, we'd love to hear from you.
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? You have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage or purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice, Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored LendingAllianceUSA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the Center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides, or for a consultation. Call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features we give to you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include news updates. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there for our emailed updates. And you can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook, where you'll get even more than just news about the show. You'll get posts and updates during each show as well. So go to news.freetalklive.com. Sign up there for whatever you're interested in. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. We're going to go to you and your calls, your thoughts here. Let's talk to Matt
listening in Ohio to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Matt.
Good evening. How are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Listen, I wanted to take up your challenge to maybe take the cops' side in this.
The cops' side in what? You're talking about something that happened in the first hour of the show because you're just now hearing that 2 hours delayed on XM. So you're talking about recording. You're talking about recording the police?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
I was actually involved in an incident where we recorded police officers.
Okay.
I worked for a gun show promoter, and a rather overzealous local prosecutor decided he would dragoon some local police officers to come in and make sure everybody had their papers in order, had the right licenses and everything to be set up. They did it at one of our shows. We knew they were going to do it at a show a month or so later, and I checked with our attorney. And here in the state of Ohio, yes, a public servant is liable to be filmed in the commission of their duties. The thing about the guy taking the cell phone from someone who was filming an undercover operation, I'm going to have to side with the cop on that.
No, that's not true. That's not true. The undercover cop was the one who took the cell phone. The operation was not undercover. There was someone getting beaten by a police officer.
Who cares if it was undercover? What does it matter if it was? Let's say it was undercover. If I see somebody beating somebody in the street or anywhere, it's totally within my prerogative to pull out a phone and record that.
That's true enough. But this isn't something new. The police and the press have had a confrontational relationship forever. And, you know, in that particular instance you were talking about, yeah, that seems pretty cut and dried. But there are so many instances where film can be edited, expanded, or shortened, just given a different spin.
Yeah, there was that great video from Breitbart, you know, the one where the black lady was, you know, basically quoted as saying the opposite of what she said. It was about a year ago that it was big in the press. And you're absolutely right. But, I mean, it's hard to, when you get the video of the cops putting the boots to somebody, I mean, is there any good reason for four cops to be kicking someone who's down?
Generally,
I mean, I just can't think of one.
Generally, no. I don't buy the, you know, the, hey, we want you guys to create confrontations so we can expand gun control laws, because, frankly, all the cops I know, and I know quite a few, are not anti-civilian gun owners.
Yeah, that was conspiratorial, and I didn't have a chance to call Ian out on it. And I mean, I think it was
Ian.
That's
okay. Now, I mean, and to just throw something really controversial out there, to me, the classic example is the filming of the Rodney King beating. They didn't show the 12 minutes leading up to that where it took six people to get him down on the ground.
Yeah, he's a big dude. There's no doubt about it. Then they began to kick the guy. And that's the question, basically, that I was asking. Is there any instance where it's okay for four cops to be kicking somebody who's down the ground?
That's just an adrenaline overload, you know?
Yeah.
You've been fighting with somebody. Most people, fortunately, we live in a country where the majority of people are never involved in a physical confrontation. So they don't understand the dynamics of a life or death physical confrontation. If it's taking you a couple minutes to get an individual under control, yeah, you may want to make sure he knows that he's down and he needs to stay down.
Well, we've moved from talking about the aspects of commencing on a beating on a suspect from originally discussing the idea of whether or not it's appropriate to record the police, and whether or not the police are acting in a legitimate manner by their own rules, or whatever people think about the police actions as far as their beating or how they're handling a suspect, it should all be subject to being filmed. Don't you agree?
Yeah. On that, you and I are in complete agreement. We're in total agreement. I even saw a great video the other day where one somewhat older police officer who obviously had had a long, distinguished career, made quite sure that when he was being filmed, and it was just like a routine traffic stop or something, and the guy decided to film him, and he said, sure, you know what, you want to get a close-up on my name tag here? make sure you get a close-up on my badge so you'll know my badge number. I'll go ahead and give you my name and badge number. And to be perfectly honest, he made the person filming it appear to be overly paranoid and a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, and that's what they should be doing. That's what they should be doing, but it's the—I mean—it's a rare, rare instance that I've ever seen that happen. I've got a camera going in my car at all times, just for that circumstance. I'm familiar with what police officers can act like when
I've seen it more often than not up here in New Hampshire. Most officers are more than fine with being recorded.
Now they are, Ian, because we've gotten
them that
way.
Stop saying how rare it is. It's not rare up here in New Hampshire. It's actually pretty common, at least where the interactions I've had. Certainly in Keene, but even when I was pulled over by a statey on some random state road, she didn't have a problem with being recorded either.
Right. And I think the younger cops, I'm going to say it's a question of technological drag. The older cops never had to deal with something like this. Guys and gals that are coming out of the academies now, you know, they're the Facebook generation. They expect their entire lives to be recorded.
I don't know if I agree. I think that a lot of younger cops can be more like the badge heavies, can be more of the thuggish cops and the ones with the attitude, the hotheads, whereas the older cops are the ones that are experienced. They've dealt with people before. They know what they're more likely to be more professional when you're engaged in conversation with them. And that's really, I agree that with what Markin had suggested earlier, that these cops should be acting professionally towards anybody with a video camera, because they should have anything to hide, because they shouldn't be beating on suspects or acting like thugs or using intimidation tactics. And if they're not doing those things, if they're acting as professionals, at least as professionally as possible within this terrible system that we have, then they shouldn't have any problem with 10 cameras being around.
Yeah, there was a great old Texas Ranger by the name of Frank Hamer. He's the gentleman that actually took down Bonnie and Clyde. And his advice to all police officers was, treat everyone you meet with respect until they prove otherwise. And as a result of that, one time he had to take a man's life, and everybody, they tried to impanel a grand jury against him, and everybody that they tried to impanel said, well, you know, if Mr. Hamer shot that man, he must have deserved it.
Thanks for the call, Matt. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. They don't operate that way anymore. You are an immediate suspect with a lot of cops.
United States is number 47 in press freedom right now, just edging out Latvia and losing to El Salvador.
All right, 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts welcome. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How do you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-453. Whether you want to talk about recording the police or babying young people all the way until their mid to late 20s, we'll talk about anything you want. We've been all over the map on those subjects. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
So we continue here. We will take your calls about anything you want. Also want to encourage you to visit the Free State Project online. Go to freestateproject.org and learn more about a movement of like-minded, liberty-oriented folks all coming together to the same place to get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. You can learn more at freestateproject.org. It's the reason why the three of us are here together and the reason why there are over 1,000 people now here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 12,000 people have signed up and have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So this is a real movement. There have been real positive effects that have already happened thus far here in New Hampshire. There are a lot of challenges still facing us. There's a lot of work to be done, but the more people that we can get here, the more active people that we can get, the easier these challenges will become, the lesser challenges they will seem to be at that point. So we need more folks involved who love liberty, who are willing to stand up for the freedoms of others. Go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go to Matthew, listening in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hello there, Ian, JJ, Mark.
Hi, Matthew. What's on your mind tonight?
I was calling in basically just because I wanted to compliment you, Ian, on a recent council meeting that you had where you got a chance to speak.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that was where I was running for an open seat in the city council that they filled by appointment, which, of course, meant that I had absolute zero chance of being appointed. So I just went in and used the opportunity, paid my $2 to get 5 minutes to speak on television to the audience that is watching at home and to also the city council as well about issues that I thought were important, like stopping aggressing against and arresting peaceful people, as well as the outrageous property taxes and something else. Zoning, I think.
Yeah,
is the other one.
Yeah, I would encourage everyone to check that out on the latest edition of Shire TV. That you can get that on YouTube.com. But anyways, what I particularly liked about your when you got a chance to speak there for 5 minutes was that you brought it out to like a more broader criticism. At one point you said, look, what is the role of government? And you said, you know, if it truly is to protect, the pursuit of happiness and to protect freedom, then what is going on here? Then what's all this stuff? Who are all these peaceful people who are in jail? Why can't you be free to live as you choose? You know, so long mm-hmm. as you're not infringing on anyone's rights. And the reason I think that that's useful is because when it's only focused on whatever particular like issue and it's just like, oh, you know, this is an outrage, this is unspeakable what you guys are doing to us now. I think they can handle that maybe a bit more, because it's just like, okay, you have a particular complaint with a specific issue, specific thing, and it's still we're still granting them that like they should have the power to do all these to be the ones who can do this type of stuff. But when you said like, you know, what is the role of government? You know, if you are really just peacekeepers, then what's all this stuff? I thought that was a good, because if any of them who have a conscience, it's a little, they might be a little uneasy in their seat, like, you know, what's going on?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that they have consciences. I think they do. I think that they're human beings who believe.
I think they've got consciences, but I think that they're pretty callous to anything that Ian says
at
this point.
Yeah, I think that's very true.
They're doing whatever. Well, you know what? Anyone else is welcome to to get active.
I'm not diminishing it. I'm just saying that at this point, who's getting active? Who's doing it? I don't even live in this town. I don't want to talk to these people. I wouldn't have moved to this socialist hellhole.
I think it's great that you're doing it, Ian, but at the same time, you have to admit that you have a certain rapport or reputation with the city council at large and the city itself.
You didn't go there expecting to get put into that little seat that they were offering.
No, of course not. No, I went there expecting to speak for 5 minutes without a problem.
And $2, you got your 5 minutes, and you entertained Matt, and I think that that's a victory.
Great,
yeah.
Yeah, but even if I guess the compliment was more to do with just your not only like to do with, you know, Keen and, you know, okay, here's Ian with the, you know, the bureaucrats who know Ian, who I just more to do with, like, I think that type of question is a useful question, you know, for people who might want to get into this stuff, like, because it really addresses the broader issue.
Right. It's important, I think, to strike at the root of issues when it comes to liberty, because we can always get bogged down in statistics and configurations of government and various different sort of outside issues that aren't really the most ultimate importance. And so that's one of the things I try to do there. I'm glad you liked it.
One quick thing before I go. I just wanted to correct one of the previous callers who said he said something like we live in a country. I just wanted to correct him on that. We don't. Okay. But anyway,
thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I don't know what country means. Maybe that's what he was getting at there. I mean, there are plots of land that have been somebody at some point designated them as countries.
Somebody's claiming it's a country, and that person's probably willing to use force and violence upon you to enforce their will. And you're going to bow to their force and violence, then they might as well be right.
Well, it doesn't mean I have to buy into their fantasy. I don't have to buy into the idea that there are countries. I see human beings, and that's really all that I want to see. I just, you know, if people are doing things that are wrong to other human beings, then they need to know about it. People need to be aware of it. That's why we're, you know, come back around to talking about the police and recording them and holding them accountable. And that's one of the reasons why this, you know, the city council They don't care for me. You know, the government bureaucrats don't like me because I try to hold them accountable. And
yeah, I've heard the Cynthia, the one that does the show on Saturdays here,
the local show, saying
that the reason that these Free Staters are filming the police is they want to and you know people and the government employees is because they want to catch them doing something wrong. Yeah. That's what they want to do.
It's called accountability.
I don't care if they make mistakes. That doesn't matter to me. What I care is when they step out of bounds and are willing to use threats and violence in order to enforce their bad opinion. Yeah, I do want to catch them doing something wrong.
Well, right, but they would like to believe, some of them, I'm sure, would like to believe that the police could never do anything wrong.
Well, we should cover it up when they do something wrong. That's okay. That it's okay to cover up when, public employees do something wrong. I don't think that everybody needs to get fired for every little wrong thing they do, but I do think that we need to learn from the mistakes so that we can go about trying not to make them again. When you allow some public employee to make a mistake, you tell them, in the same way that it's too big to fail, you tell them they're too big to fail. You like the banks did. You can go ahead and continue effing up, because we'll continue to cover up for you.
Michael is on the line in St. Pete. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark. Hello, Michael.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
All right, well, I wanted to talk about an incident that happened at dinner tonight. We were taking a friend out to a Carrabba's restaurant here in St. Petersburg for his birthday. And about the same time we got there, there were about five SUVs from the St. Petersburg canine unit that came to the restaurant as well. And all of them went into the restaurant, but they all left their dogs inside of the vehicles.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Now, and I don't know if it was anybody else who left their dogs in a car, especially if you're from Florida. You and Mark.
It gets hot down there. I mean, it was hot here in New Hampshire today. You can tell the rest of the story in a moment if you want here. Hang on. I wonder if they have their cars running the whole time. Cops love to do that.
Yeah, sure.
It's not like they're paying for the gasoline.
Right?
In those V8s.
Florida.
Yep. 855. Well, no, they do it everywhere, Mark.
Yes.
No,
oh,
cops do that everywhere. 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line. You can tell your story. Bring up whatever's on your mind in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink?
We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts. Call in now, 855-453. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can learn more about JJ through his video editing capabilities and his channel that he has, Starfall Media, on YouTube.
Yeah.
Starfall is one word. And you can search for it.
Yeah, I think it's best. Just the Porkfest Chronicles is what I have going on now. So if you just go to Porkfest Chronicles on Facebook, so it's facebook.com/Porkfest Chronicles, P-O-R-C, Fest Chronicles. So
they can contact you through that as well?
That's the best way. I have my information on there, too. So, and plus, that's the active project I'm working on, so that'll be fine.
And you are really working on that. I mean, you're cranking out how many of those every single week?
Usually, I'm trying to do one a day. So
that's a lot of content.
7 hours.
Yeah. Been being posted over at freekeen.com. Allows you to see everything, almost everything that happened, every moment that that occurred in the main pavilion.
The Shire Society Pavilion.
Right, during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where there were all manner of different panel discussions and speeches, lots of content. I mean, even anyone who was at Porkfest couldn't have possibly have seen everything that went on in the Shire Society Pavilion. So, what day are you up to? How far are you through?
I'm on 27 right now.
So of how many?
I believe about 50-ish.
Wow, that's a lot of content. Yeah. So this is the most best covered of all of the Porcupine Freedom Festivals.
Yes.
You know, now, but previously there was somebody who did some camera work for Porkfest previously, but the footage, it just didn't end up panning out. They were doing it as a volunteer effort, and it just didn't end up panning out. And you know, you got to have somebody who's really serious about making it happen, and you have taken that responsibility, and you're following through on it in a way that no one else has ever done. So congratulations to you. Thanks. And you are available, by the way, for hiring, for doing video editing and production sorts
That's right.
of things. And people can get in touch with you either through the Porkfest Chronicles page on Facebook or also through your YouTube channel.
That's right.
At Starfall Media.
Thank you.
All right. So 855-450-FREE. And if you need legal services.
Yeah. If you're, you know, for you can join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business or create a will or a living trust, LLC, trademarks, patents, whatever kind of common legal document you need to protect yourself and your family, you can do it at LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. Fortune Magazine calls LegalZoom.com blessedly simple, and I've made a will over there, and it was really fast and easy. Use coupon code FTL at LegalZoom.com, save $10.
All right, so we'll continue with you and your thoughts. Michael is listening in St. Pete. He's back on Free Talk Live. Michael.
Hey there. All right, so before the break, I was talking about incident where some friends of mine, we took a friend, there was three of us, we were taking a friend to Carrabba's, the Italian Grill, for his birthday, and there were about four, maybe five SUVs there that decided to leave their dogs behind while about a dozen of them sat down for dinner tonight.
Mm.
And I wanted to go out there and tape it, but I realized after friends convinced me, it's like, your odds aren't good, Mike. I mean, there's three of us, there's 12 of them. You know, this probably isn't going to turn out very good for you if you go out there and, you know, you start videotaping them. So.
It's a good probability that you run the numbers. If there's more of them than there are of you, they tend to get away with whatever they want to.
I know. And you see, I have a dog myself, and I would never leave my dog in the car. You know, I went out there, and I said, okay, I'll leave my phone behind. You know, just so I'm not going to be taping them. Just walk out there, you know, see. And I come out there, I hear the engines are running. At least I think they're all running, and I'm guessing they've got some kind of air conditioning on for the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But even still, if anybody else were to do this, you know, if you or I had a dog and we ran into a store just to do some quick shopping and left our dog in the car with the air conditioning running, you know somebody would come along, some law enforcement said, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's clear, more evidence.
As a matter of fact, I had a police officer tell me that you're not allowed to leave your car running.
Yeah, that's true,
I mean,
as well,
so, you
unless
know.
You're a cop. And it's just more proof that there's two classes of men. There's them, and then there's the rest of us.
Exactly. And by the way, earlier I just come back on Free Talk Live, really. You guys were talking about the music scene.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that segment. I mean, right now, I mean, I, just because of my own musical taste, I personally like the way the musical scene is going with dance music. But at the same time, I just don't like the idea of my favorite kind of music becoming commercialized, to where it becomes so commonplace and mainstream that it takes away from any kind of creativity, any uniqueness. When I lived in the city, I liked to go out to clubs that played music because they played the kind of music that you couldn't hear on the radio. That wasn't so commonplace. Now you turn on any popular music station, it's like dance music is everywhere.
Ah, this is the fear, the great fear of all music snobs everywhere, that their little genre, their little subgenre that they've discovered and have been enjoying for a number of years in their life will all of a sudden become popularized and be ruined by the music production industry, which we discussed in quite a bit of detail in one of the previous hours of this show tonight. And a lot of people
consider Skrillex to be already have been ruined. You know what I mean? Like,
wub, 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 wub.
Well, I know if Julia were here tonight, she would go off on the whole dubstep genre as the ruination of all of electronic music.
Because only happy hardcore is the right electronic music.
Well, I mean, she has her preferences, but no, she's very jaded about the whole electronic music scene because it's become popularized, and so that has happened. And
it's also cool to be jaded.
It has happened to punk music, has it not?
What? Mark, it happened to punk music before I was old enough to know anything about it.
Don't get me wrong. I'm glad that it's getting popular. You know, don't get me wrong, but I don't know. I don't mean to sound like a music snob about it, but
everybody's in a music snob. Don't worry.
Well, I guess I just know that what's going to happen is,
you're right,
everybody's going to try to do it, you know, because I'm hearing some artists that are trying to get into it that never did it before. And
those who pander to the lowest common denominator will rise to the top of the
yeah,
heap.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Michael, and I'm sorry to hear about the future of your favorite genre. Appreciate hearing from you tonight, though. But the good news is your favorite music will still be there. you know, okay, well, so
yeah,
there's no...
you can still listen. I mean, the enjoyment of listening to music goes on in your head.
Right. The new stuff, maybe you don't like it so much. And I can understand that some people, they always have to have something fresh, something new. But at least, you know, that which you once enjoyed is still enjoyable as it once was. Or at least it should be. I still like listening to some of my old favorite stuff.
Yeah. So
JJ, you've got something about some cops.
Yeah, I got the story from lawenforcer.com, a strange website, but Vermont farmer crushed police cruisers with a tractor. This story is out of Montpelier, Vermont. Working in a stout former bank building with windows closed and air conditioners humming, Orleans County Sheriff's deputies didn't know what was happening in their parking lot until a neighbor called 911.
Wait. So they don't have any monitoring equipment, presumably? Or if they do have monitoring equipment, they weren't paying any attention to it?
They weren't protecting and serving their own parking lot.
That's right. They couldn't protect and serve their own cars.
A man on a big farm tractor, angry about his recent arrest for resisting arrest and marijuana possession, was rolling across their vehicles. Five marked cruisers.
Now, we don't even know what resisting arrest means. At this point, we found out the resisting arrest, I mean, it could be anything.
Right.
I mean, not putting your hands behind your back quickly enough.
That's right.
I mean, they toss that out like it's nothing.
Right.
And, you know, so I don't know.
Seven total vehicles, five marked cruisers, one unmarked cruiser, and a transport van were all crushed.
Damn.
How many?
Seven total vehicles. And by the time they ran outside, the tractor was down the driveway and onto the road. With their vehicles crushed, quote, "We had nothing to pursue him with," Chief Deputy Philip Rooks.
Oh, they could have gotten on a bicycle.
Or what about their personal vehicles? Like, they don't, or they take all these cars
take
home.
The cars home.
Oh, that's right. What are the perks of government work? So anyway, this guy rolled over their cars. He's got $300,000 in damages so far. They haven't checed. They have to peel open some of the cars and check some of the equipment inside because all the cars were crushed. So basically, half the fleet for this county of the sheriff's department has been destroyed by this farmer for being harassed and intervened
for
in
a pot arrest.
This victimless crime of possessing marijuana.
Hey, you know, I don't support the use of violence, and in this case, I don't consider this violence. I consider it destruction of property that we all own. So on the one hand, this is bad because they're just going to fleece the taxpayers for the money that it costs to replace it.
Yep.
But on the other hand, budgets aren't unlimited when it comes to local government, so this is going to be, you know, put a hurting on the police budget. But look, hey, cops. If you keep aggressing against peaceful people, it's only a matter of time before somebody goes off their rocker.
Happens all the time.
And goes after you. Luckily, this guy didn't go on a shooting
rampage.
Yeah,
no one was hurt. There were no injuries.
Some guy crushed the entire Troy Police Department with a tractor like a few years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens all the time.
I mean, so I'm amused by it on one hand, and on the other hand, I don't think it's going to really do anything to end the police state.
Right. No, I don't think so either.
It's not right.
But he certainly registered his displeasure with the department in a way that filing a complaint would never do. We're coming up tomorrow night. See you then.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.